This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Moran joins me. He is chairman of the Democratic Party of Virginia, former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, and a former primary candidate for governor of Virginia. Brian, how are you, sir? It's been a while.
Yes, Coy. Nice to be back on with you. It's been a while, and appreciate you allowing me to be on.
Absolutely.
And, happy to chat.
Yeah, let's start with what happened in Wisconsin.
We thought I heard about UVA today, by the way, in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, they ran out of gas, didn't they? They just they were up, 50 to 39, I think, at one point. But then they in the home stretch, they just lost it. And they lost to Miami, today in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, Miami, Florida.
So we were talking in the last
segment. Well, I'm sure we have better graduation rates than Miami, Florida.
Yes, indeed. Brian, we were talking in the last segment about Wisconsin and the significance of Wisconsin and what's happening in Wisconsin, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country as conservative, Republican, Tea Party, whatever you want to call them, governors and legislatures take on the last vestige of the power of the American worker in these public unions. Also in Michigan, passing this emergency powers law that empowers the governor to essentially dismiss an elective town government, just to completely make it go away and unincorporate the town at his whim if he wants, and to put a company in charge of the town and not a local government. It's just shocking what's happening in this country. What are your thoughts as you hear about this kind of thing?
They're interesting times, aren't they?
We
saw an election last year that ushered in a number of freshmen United States House of Representatives that have some very interesting ideas, and I'd suggest radical ideas on how government operates. They're really taking this Republican mantra of less government and no taxes to the extreme. I mean, the federal budget, we appear to be staring toward a government shutdown. You see some things happening in the states that you mentioned, but here in the Commonwealth, we've survived with the longest continuous democratic form of government. I hope that type of extremism does not become the norm. I mean, certainly we have some extreme members that I've been fortunate enough to highlight on your show in past occasions in some of their positions, but hopefully that type of efforts radicalize the government services and frankly eliminate many essential government services does not occur in Virginia.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian Moran, chairman of the Democratic Party of Virginia. I'm curious what you... what comes to your mind is when you see this video footage of tens of thousands of people taking to the streets in Madison, Wisconsin, people who've never been to any kind of a protest, never held up a sign, and they're screaming, "We've had it." These are people who feel, and in my opinion, rightly so, that they have been robbed, that they have been robbed by a government, that they've been robbed by a very small number of very wealthy people, and who are absolutely screwing workers in this country.
Well, I guess I got a lot of opinions on it. I don't know. As chair of the Democratic Party, I'm not going to share all of them.
Yeah, fair enough. I understand.
I have a lot of personal opinions that people, frankly, aren't interested in hearing anymore. But let me say what has occurred out there, and I think on both sides there's a battle for messaging. American people have viewed that and said, what's happening out there is not right. And I think based on an issue of fairness. And whether they believe in public sector employee unions or not, they do believe in fairness, and that if these employees had a contract, they had an expectation. And so when someone comes in and tries to change the rules in middle of the game, that violates people's sense of fairness. And as long as that debate is discussed on that level, then I think the Democratic Party out in Virginia will probably be successful. Yet, be careful. I mean, elections have consequences, and Walker, from what I understand, did allude to some of this during his election. I mean, he did get elected by the voters, we believe firmly. And insert an elective, representative form of democracy, and they have consequences. And that's, having been involved in politics for several decades now, that's what we tell people as election approach, that, you got to vote, and please make an educated choice.
Yeah. We're talking with Brian Moran.
At some point, elections have consequences, and that's what's occurring. And but as long as people view this as an issue of fairness, I think we prevail, because what he's doing is changing the rules in mid-game, and nobody thinks that's fair.
Yeah. We're talking with Brian Moran. It's 4:43 here in Charlottesville, 62 degrees. Bob is with us in Charlottesville. Bob, thank you for your call, buddy. You go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for letting me come on. I guess what I'd like to say, if we're going to talk about fairness, I think the majority of American people did not like the Obama health care bill. It's unconstitutional, and we're going to do everything we can to overturn that. So if we want to talk about fairness, and the people in Wisconsin, I guess, do the majority of the Wisconsins want their state to go bankrupt? Is that what the Democrat Party wants? I mean, it's fine, I guess, with the Republicans if that, they're able to prevail. And then we have another state to bail out. Spending and socialism.
Yeah. Bob, thank you.
They may find that they don't have a party anymore.
Bob, thank you for your call.
They don't have any constituency and people voting for them, because that's what definitely happened in the last election. And if they want to continue in my course, I'm all for it.
There you go. Bob, thank you. I appreciate the call and appreciate the point. And Brian, before you respond, I would just want to add that there's plenty of money in Wisconsin and there's plenty of money in America. And this budget, quote-unquote, problem is totally invented by this governor. Brian, go right ahead.
I was going to say, Bob expresses a point that a lot of people feel very anxious about the size of the national debt. And, where does it end? I credit our former governor and now Senator Mark Warner trying to bring a group together and say, we need some entitlement reform. We need to look at this budget and be serious and act like adults. And, you got to wonder, where does it end? I mean, I have two young children, and the amount of debt that's getting piled up on the American taxpayer right now and our children should be of great concern to the American public, and I think it is. Now, we're looking for some adult leadership out of Washington, and I'm very pleased to know that, Mark Warner stepped up. That's what he did in 2004. I was so proud to have worked with him when I was in the legislature. He talked about a structural imbalance in Virginia, that we were heading toward deficits, that we could not continue to operate financially the way we had been, and he approached it in a way that was very responsible. He made budget cuts. He eliminated a number of programs the first 2 years of his administration, and then he reformed the budget by raising the sales tax and invested it in education. Because of that, we made number one state in the nation in business, number one state for child's lifetime success. We balanced our budgets. We maintained a AAA bond rating. That's the type of leadership that we need now. And so I understand where Bob's coming from. I appreciate his point.
We're talking with Brian Moran. It's 4:46. And Brian, before we run out of time here, we were expecting that we might hear from Tim Kaine, former Governor Kaine, this week about his intentions, whether or not he intended to seek the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate to replace Jim Webb, likely would run against Republican nominee George Allen, who looks like he might get that nomination. And yet we learned today that Governor Kaine, just back from a vacation, has decided to hold off for now. What can you tell us? What's going on?
Well, I think we should give him a respectful and sufficient time to make the decision. It's obviously a big decision for him and his family. This is something that he had not anticipated. We were all hopeful that Jim Webb would run for re-election. He'd done a great job as United States Senator. He'd been, a very successful candidate if he would have run for re-election. So now our governor is having to, make a big decision, and I think he should be given sufficient time. I do hope he decides to run. He's a two-time successful statewide candidate. He's also one that, popular governor. He's honest. He's intelligent. He's a great campaigner. He I think he managed the state very well. Again, balancing budgets and maintaining AAA bond ratings and making the appropriate investments while being financially and fiscally responsible. And that's, again, the type of leadership we need in Washington. So I think he'd be a successful candidate if he does choose to run, and I hope he does. But we have others, and you may know of one that in your area that may run if Tim doesn't. And
that is the scuttlebutt, yeah.
That we'll have a successful Democratic candidate in 2012. George Allen spent 6 years complaining, how bored he was in the United States Senate. So he's going to have to convince Virginians again why he should be returned to a job he didn't like. And, I don't think he can. So I think we'll be very successful in 2012.
Let's go to Gary real quick. Gary, I just got a minute left. You go right ahead.
No problem. I'm a merchant here in the area, and I've seen over the last few years with the recession that our sales taxes that we send in to the state government have been significantly less. So I'm figuring if the funding is less, then there is truly a shortage of funds, and it's going to cause some cutting. And that's why when you said there's plenty of money to go around, I really question that. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. I think the governor, Walker, went into Wisconsin with something like, what was it, $160 million surplus, and then the first thing he did was give away about the same amount in business giveaways to create this problem that he now faces. Brian, what's the last word here? I'll give you the last word.
Well,
you go right ahead.
These are difficult budget times. And also he changed the pensions, and there's been a whole lot of budget gimmickry. And frankly, we're borrowing money now to invest in transportation. That's not fiscally responsible because you're just increasing the debt on our children and the future generation. So I don't think that's the appropriate way to make the critical investments in our economy and to build our economy and create jobs. But there's a lot going on, Coy. I hope you invite me back. We have 2011 legislative races, and it's imperative that we maintain a Senate majority. And so we balance. I think Virginians appreciate a balance in their government. And we assist, with a Republican governor, we need that Democratic Senate to make sure there's appropriate balance in the governing and from Richmond. And so those races are coming up in 2011. And again, elections have consequences. We remind voters every year.
There you go.
And, unless you vote, you shouldn't be complaining about what's happening.
Absolutely. Brian Moran, chairman of the Democratic Party of Virginia. Brian, we'll have you on again real soon. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Coy.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.